Welcome to the Morning Jab with you and Joe Palmieri on 96.3 The Big Jab. Portland's number one place to talk sports. Dial us up at 775-2217 or toll free 1-866-811-9505. And now, the Morning Jab with you and Joe. You and Joe here on The Big Jab.
Good morning. 96.3 The Big Jab. It is Shoe and Joe. You guys can find us on Facebook, search The Morning Jab. We're on Twitter as well, at Morning Jab, at Morning Jab. Joining us on the line now, he's the governor of the great state of Maine, Governor Paul LePage joins us. Governor, good morning. How are you?
Good morning. How are you, gents?
Very well. Thanks for taking a few minutes. We appreciate it.
My pleasure.
We're going to start with the letter you wrote to the NFL commissioner. For those that didn't see it, could you give us a brief synopsis and what compelled you to write that letter?
Well, I was quite taken back that the commissioner had given Ray Rice 2-game suspension after knocking out his fiance and dragging her out of an elevator. So I wrote him a letter reminding him of, you know, people like McNair, who was a victim of domestic homicide, and the fact that Incognito got 8 games for bullying an 300-pound lineman. He got 8 games, and Rice got 2 games, so I was a little bit appalled by that.
Did you get a reaction to that letter?
The only reaction we receive is within 48 hours, the penalty was raised from 2 games to 6 games. Which yeah. I was going to write a second letter, but I figured it was going to go on to deaf ears. But I guess recently it came to light that he's seen the light.
You know, was there something, because you reacted so quickly to this, was there something that this sort of touched a nerve with you?
Yeah, it's my lifestyle, you know, my life, my early life. When I was a child growing up, I was in a very dysfunctional family, and my dad routinely beat my mother, and when we tried to intervene, we'd get it too. And in fact, I was hospitalized from a beating, and he came to the hospital. My dad came to the hospital and gave me a 50-cent piece back in 1960 and said, tell the doctor you fell down the stairs. So I kept the 50-cent piece and left the hospital. Never went back.
Governor Paul LePage joins us. And Governor, do you think the commissioner should be fired?
I think the commissioner should go to Batterer's Intervention School and see what domestic violence is all about. It's a pervasive problem throughout the country. Here in Maine, for instance, 80% of all the domestic violence charges are pled down to disturbing the peace. Half of all the homicides in the state of Maine are a result of domestic violence. Until we get it, until we as society get it, this is going to continue, and we're allowing it. And the NFL and these, what I call, you know, they call them warriors. Well, actually, the guys that start beating up on their loved ones are barbarians. And I just think that there's no room for it in national sports. And only because it's our kids that look up to them. These are role models. And these role models, they got to get it right. And if they can't get it right, they ought not to be playing ball.
You know, Governor, we hear the commissioner in the National Football League talking about they didn't see the tape in the elevator. They weren't aware of that. And we had this discussion yesterday that when you a league that is worth, you know, tens of billions of dollars and has all these security people, to me, it doesn't pass the straight face test that the district attorney in New Jersey, Ray Rice's lawyer, and others saw this tape, but the officials in the National Football League never did.
Well, whether they did or not, sometimes they don't want to, you know, and there's no excuse for it. First of all, he didn't have to have seen the tape. Just a graphic explanation of what he did, knocking somebody out and dragging him out of an elevator, should have been enough. Listen, my dad, I remember my dad being about 10 years old, my dad kicking my mother, 7 months pregnant. A week later, it's a stillborn. I blame my dad.
Do you think that Ray Rice should ever be allowed back in the league?
Well, look, I will say this. I believe in second chances. I think if he goes to Batterer's Intervention, he does, you know, he works on this problem for a year or so, then he reapplies, fine. I'm for a second chance. So let's say he stays a year out. He does the work he needs to do to get control of his anger and his control, power and control over his wife. He treats her as a human being, and then he reapplies. Then I think no problem. He gets a second chance. However, a second offense is lifetime banishment. Pete Rose is out of baseball for gambling on his own team. This guy can go around beating up women, and he may be back in 6 months. I just think that I'm all for a second chance, but you do it a second time, it's a lifetime sentence.
This obviously affected you personally to the impact where you wrote a letter to the commissioner. My question for you, does it have an impact on you watching the NFL? Do you watch NFL games, and going forward, will that change?
I boycotted the NFL until he got his full suspension, so I will be watching football again now that I know he's out of football.
You know, what has the reaction been? I mean, had you heard anything from fellow governors, anyone outside the state to your letter?
Yeah, Governor Utah, I sent a letter to the congressional delegation and to all 50 governors, and one governor did write back and said, how can I help? And he sent a letter in. And that was the Governor Hubert of Utah.
Governor Paul LePage joins us. I guess one of the bright spots that have come out of this is, shows like this. Sports Talk Radio is now talking about domestic violence. It's becoming an issue that is really coming to the forefront. What are your thoughts going forward? What can, here in this state of Maine, what can things be done to combat domestic violence?
Well, you've already started it. You're having the dialogue. And I will say one thing. You're a sports show, and I got great admiration for you picking up the phone and asking me on. But in the state of Maine, in our high schools and at the University of Maine, there is a program of athletes against domestic violence. And so kudos to you guys. University of Maine teams are all on board. I know South Portland High School is on board, and it's really helpful when I go around the state talking to athletes and talking to high school kids, knowing that there's a sports station that really cares.
Yeah, Governor, I want to go back to that time in 1960 when you said you got that 50-cent coin from your father. You know, obviously that has stuck with you, but what has changed from 1960 to 2014, both in how we look at domestic violence and how we treat it or how we penalize it?
Actually, not much, unfortunately. I know that we get charges all the time on domestic violence, and the police and the law enforcement, they're doing everything they can to get the perpetrators, but they get into the judicial system and prosecutors say they don't have the time or the resources to try these cases. The defense attorneys come in and plead them down to a slap on the wrist and they go on, keep beating their wives. Until I will tell you, until men stand up and shout out, it's socially unacceptable to beat your children and your women and your wives or your girlfriends or your parents, for that matter. Until we make that socially unacceptable, the problem will only continue.
What more would you like the NFL to do going forward?
I think it should have a moral clause in every contract. Domestic violence bars you from playing football.
Well, Governor, we appreciate a couple minutes of your time. We know you're a busy man. Thanks for taking a few minutes, and we'll catch up to you soon.
Thank you so much. I appreciate being on.
All right, Governor Paul LePage and his take on the NFL situation.